Welcome to the Orlando Lions Den Podcast. Your number one Orlando City podcast. For the fans, by the fans. Keeping you in the know on all things Orlando City since 2018.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Orlando Lions Den. I'm Mike, hosting for you guys tonight. I got my boys with me. I got Cleon, and I got Alex. Cleon first. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing all right. Ready for this postseason. I know a lot of people hate it and all that with the three game. Me personally, I love it. It's American. And I feel like you're gonna do playoffs, you better do them right. And you can't rely on the Euro snobs and everyone else to talk to you about playoffs, because we're the only ones that know how to do that right, baby.
Playoffs.
My Jim Mora. Very bad. Alex, how you doing, my friend? You good?
I'm fantastic. I'm going to go with Cleon and say, hey, bring it on. I like a series. It's not home and away. It's not home goal, away goal, whatever those rules were in the past, the ones that actually screwed us earlier in the year. It's just good old-fashioned 90 minutes plus PKs, best out of three, winner take all in the first round. And it's kind of fun. I think that someone's going to tweet it eventually that match day three is the new game seven, and we shall see. But I'm excited. We're going into the playoffs with a lot of energy, a big win in Toronto, ruining a retirement party, and I'm excited. We look in form. A lot of players came back and still looked good. So let's get into it.
Hey, real quick before we get into sponsors, right? It's going off script already. We literally just started. But we should talk a little more about that playoff structure, man. I'm ready to fight over protecting the integrity of our American playoffs, bro.
The integrity of the brand new single round playoffs.
Yes, bro. I've been seeing too much. I'm ready to die on the hill for these.
We got it all dialed in. What in the world? Okay, that's on me.
Technical difficulties.
Apparently, my TV wants to actually broadcast for once.
No, clearly, you just started talking about playoffs, and your TV just had an opinion because it thinks that Cleon's entirely wrong.
No, my TV had an opinion and wanted to play the first commercial break from Game 7 of the NLCS. So. Let's get into sponsors while I figure this out.
So sponsor time. First, we'll go ahead and start with FieldTurf USA. Of course, FieldTurf's always been with us, taking care of all of the fields, majority of the fields throughout the league, and even some in the Champions League. Shout out to FieldTurf Chris for being with us since the beginning, I think. Yeah, I mean, at least since before my beginning. I'm the new guy, so, you know. And then shout out to... Leo at Epic Mortgage. Obviously, the way that rates are going right now is not fun. It's good to have somebody on your side. So definitely recommend reaching out to Leo, a longtime friend of the show. And then our man, Eddie, Comparian Insurance. Speaking of rates being out of the ridiculous lately, insurance rates are pretty much the same. So contact Eddie. He'll help you out. He's helped out a lot of us and a lot of people who are friends of the show. To go ahead and get some better insurance rates, whether it be pet insurance, home insurance, car insurance. He's got all kinds of insurance.
Apple Watch insurance.
What's that?
He loves talking about Apple Watch insurance, and it's rightfully so.
If you need insurance for your Apple Watch, he's got you there too. So yeah, contact Eddie about all your insurance needs with Comparian Insurance. But that's enough for the sponsors. Guys, we went into decision day and we didn't have to worry about a thing. It was nice. I liked it. You know, not too stressed, just relaxed. We put out pretty much an 85 to 90% rotated squad. Cesar and Antonio Carlos / Rodrigo Slagle were at best like the starters adjacent that were in the game, and that was it. Completely rotated lineup. I mean, to recap it, it was a pretty really uneventful first half. And then the game got interesting once we subbed in young player of the year nominee Duncan McGuire, who decided to go full Captain America and just completely retired Michael Bradley, hit him with the sombrero, hit him with a goal of the year contender, because as of right now, it's in the lead for goal of the week, which means it's going to be in the nominations for goal of the year. Don't know if it's going to take that, but I will say hell of a strike. And then Kyle Smith with a beautiful through ball to set him up for the second goal. Mason in net tonight, or in net for this game, kept a clean sheet. That brings our team total to 11 for the season. Pedro had 10. Mason got one. Always nice to see Mason get the clean sheet as well. And I'll go ahead and cut it over to Alex first. Got any thoughts on the game, my friend?
And you're leaving off the most fun stat of the night for Mason, and that's his assist, the first ever goalie assist in Orlando City history. And that was on the second goal, I believe, right?
First goal.
The second goal was Kyle Smith. That's right.
Yep.
The first goal, man.
So Mason got a clean sheet and an assist. What a night for him.
Which why he didn't at least get one slot in the four Duncan McGuire slots is beyond me. He should have at least gotten a nominee. He wasn't going to win it, but considering how Duncan played, and we were on hat trick watch. We were watching and seeing how Duncan was just going off right off the bench, coming off of his big triumph for the U.S. men's national team under 23s with that gorgeous goal in Phoenix. But man, he cannot be stopped. That first goal, definitely in the top, I would say it's in the top two or three for contenders for Orlando City goal of the year. And I think I didn't know if it was possible, but I think he gave Michael Bradley even more of a haircut with that little foot toss over his head. That man's kids had to watch that. His kids walked out with him for his retirement party, and that's a passing of the torch. He just took his entire career, and now he's going off. Where in Europe is he going to coach with his dad? I don't even remember where his dad's coaching.
He's already in Norway with Stabæk, I believe.
He's that ashamed.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to see us. And we talked a little bit last week about how, are we going to go into this with a strong 11? Or are we going to do a lot of rotation? And Mike, I believe you were right. We did do a lot of rotating, and it paid off, because a lot of players that haven't gotten a lot of minutes in the second half of the season got minutes, looked good, and we ultimately brought on some of the guys to get them minutes, and it worked out. And Mason looked good, but Janssen put in another great shift. He got his full season Ironman award with 34 appearances for the season. I believe Ivan Angulo also did that, which is pretty insane to think about. But we came in and we didn't allow some of the early stuff, and now we're going in the playoffs with broken records on almost every front. I have no complaints. I have no things to harp on. We just have to be smart. We have to play smart. We have to manage the lineup over the next 3 weeks, hopefully two, but we'll get into that later, and do what needs to be done to advance. And Nashville is a formative opponent. So Toronto, we dispatched Toronto. That was kind of embarrassing for them, but it is what it is. So, Cleon?
Yeah, man. That game went about as well as you could possibly expect it to go. That was going to be the one and only time you'll ever hear me being like, hey, just I don't care. Just punt it. You know what I mean? I didn't quite say, you know, play the kids, but if they did, I wouldn't have cried about it. That's going to be about the one and only time you ever going to catch me with like that, unless we were eliminated on the flip side, you know what I mean, like Miami. If we was eliminated, then whatever, play the kids, whatever, it don't matter. But yeah, so for us to go in there, get everybody rest, but still get your starters back in there for that little 15 minutes, 20, I don't know what it was. They came in at the end to get in and just for sharpness and things like that. So they're not, you know, they're not just going a complete 2 weeks or so without playing. They got them in there for a little bit of time for some sharpness. Duncan came in, took the game over, skinned Michael Bradley alive. Shaved and
can
shaved
you say
the
that you he got scalped? Is that something that?
Oh yeah, yeah, skinned him, bro. Skinned him. He skinned him just like that bald head of his. Skinned him alive, bro. Right in front of his kids. That made me happy. I heard Mike talking about that a little while ago. To beat that man down right in front of his kids.
It's funny, man. A whole lot of U.S. soccer Twitter just got so excited about the fact that that's how we retired Michael Bradley because the way that Michael Bradley left his U.S. men's national team career.
Shame.
Just had to put him down, put him out of his misery, bro. That was glorious. I loved it. Yeah, but to go in there and then do all that and then still get the win. I mean, end the season on 63 points. Champions League, here we come. And everything goes right. I mean, hopefully we get through this this playoffs. And me personally, I want to get to MLS Cup. Like I feel like that's where I want to be. I won that MLS Cup, and that would be here in Orlando. I've said it for years at this point. When people was talking about fan engagement, we've done well. We've done better this year. Fans are starting to trickle back in slowly but surely. Our attendance has been a little up this year. And I always said you're never going to get that bump back that we always had in the beginning before we went through that rough time and lost everybody with the casuals and things like that. I said you're never going to get that bump back until not only you have to have MLS Cup, but you need to have it in this city. And I've always said that, like, that was the key. It's not just you win the MLS. It needs to be here in the city. That game needs to be here. So, for me, I feel like we need to get there. And hopefully, I mean, like, if we go out conference finals, I'm not going to say, oh, waste the season and, you know, fire everybody, stuff like that. But I feel like we can do it, man. I feel like we can do it. Especially with this three game series, I'm not worried about that first round. Normally I'd be very nervous. But I mean, in a three, you know, I feel like in the best out of three, the better team's going to win. And that's clearly us to me. So I feel like that's clearly us. I feel like we should get through that. And then, you know, once you get to that knockout, whether it's Atlanta or it's Philly, you know, that's going to be a little dicey, but, you know, it's going to be here in Orlando. So, I mean, that's about as much as you can ask for. We get through that and let's get on, man. We need to get there, get this championship. We need to have that final here in Orlando, bro. We need to. It needs to be done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's something that'll be massive for the city. And I just want to, like, I have a screenshot brought up here from our preseason predictions and the spreadsheet that I was keeping for it. One of the questions that we asked ourselves is average attendance for last season sat around 17,261. We asked over under on that. And we all said over thinking that we were going to have a good season. And average attendance that we had this year is 20,590. So seeing a bump that big is really positive. And, you know, kind of mentioned, you know, records and whatnot. 63 points record 18 wins, record. Goals conceded, record. Points per game, record. Goal
conceded
goals,
or won?
Record. Goals scored.
Goals allowed.
Tied the record. Like,
no, realistic. I thought goals for we went over by one.
No, it was tied,
we
I think.
55, which was the record, I believe.
Wow.
We needed three against Toronto to break the record.
We broke it for some reason.
Oh, when you said so, goals conceded, you mean the lowest, the least
goals allowed. Yeah. Oh, yeah. By far.
Yeah. I was thinking of it backwards. When you said goals conceded, I was thinking you were saying this is the most goals we ever gained in a season.
I don't think that's factoring in the COVID.
I was like, 2018 season. Says hello.
I don't think that's factoring in the COVID season. Though,
no, with the COVID year, you have to look at it from a different lens, and that lens is usually like on a goals per game kind of thing.
Yeah.
And even then, we're still beating those records. And that's why I wanted to look at like points per game. Points per game during the COVID year, we were at 1.78, which was our best we ever had. And we hit 1.85 this year.
And
like, yeah, exactly.
We're and during about the last seven games of the season, we were doing 2.3 points per game. Like, that number is absurd.
That's nuts.
And going into the season, ending the season like that, we're ending on three straight wins. Like, it's just one of those things that, you know, it's kind of hard to really quantify just how big this season is and how Cleon's right. You know, it's up to the team now to get to MLS Cup, because if you get to MLS Cup, in which case you are going to be hosting that, like, it's going to be something that's going to be massive for reinvigorating the city and loving
Orlando. That's what it's going to take, man.
We got a 20% increase in attendance this year. We went, you were talking about those quotes earlier. We went from 17th in 2022 to 13th this year in average attendance in MLS. And MLS itself broke the record for their average attendance. So it's a big year for MLS, but it's a big year for the club, because we already came in with the momentum of winning the Open Cup, and now we're backing that up with some great league play, and we just got to keep doing that, and that includes the playoffs. I think the schedule is hurting us a bit. We'll talk about that later, but I think we're going to see some great attendance for the entire playoff stretch.
I hope so. Not huge on the dates for it, but I think we're going to show out. And that's what's important. But yeah, it was just one of those things. I wanted to bring up a little bit some of that preseason predictions and where we ended up, just because I think it's just, we got to hit that next level now. Like, we hit that next level in the season. Now we got to excel in the postseason and really drive home the success that we had. But ending the season, final game, let's do a little quick stock up, stock down. I'm going to start off, because my stock down is I got nobody. I ain't giving a stock down out, because playing mostly reserves and then getting a 2-0 win away in Canada, where it's chilly. Like, not chilly for Florida, chilly in general. Like, I'm definitely content with that. And I'm going to give my stock up to Duncan. I'm going to keep it plain and simple. You score a worldie like that. You get a second goal through an intelligent run. Man only played 30 minutes off the bench and made that big of an impact. So, plain and simple, Duncan gets my stock up, and nobody gets a stock down. Cleon, who you got on stock up, stock down?
Well, same thing, bro. It's Duncan. He's him, bro. He's stock up for sure. No questions asked. Down, I mean, I guess doubters. I mean, that's about all you can poorly stock down after the way we finish the season, bro. Any doubters, whether it's doubting on the team, doubting on the coach, doubting on whoever, you know, MLS pundits doubting it, like anybody, bro. That's about the only thing you can really stock down to at this point.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I like it. It's unique. I like it. Alex, what about you? Stock up, stock down?
I mean, I can't say Duncan at this point. You guys already took it. So I'm going to say
he didn't get a hat trick, so we can't give him a hat trick stock up. So
yeah, we were on watch. We were on watch. There was a lot of people talking, is this the day? Is this the day that it finally happens? We finally can break this 8-year drought of no hat tricks. And today was not that day. So no, I'm going to give it to Mason. Clean sheet. wasn't challenged a ton, but had two good saves, I believe, and he had an assist. So I'm going to give the shout out to him. He got the relief, gave Pedro a well-deserved rest coming off of international duty, coming off his lawsuit and all that, but having to deal with his lawsuit and breaking people's phones. But shout out to Mason. Stock down is to Toronto in general, to spending the most in the league and winning the wooden spoon and giving a retirement party like that. I'm sorry. It's when you're on the other end of a retirement party like that, it's pretty fun. It's fun to spoil a party. So, especially for Michael Bradley, which U.S. soccer fans can talk about that all they want. I'm sick of harping on it. The only good thing he ever did was that two-thirds from the halfway line goal in Azteca. That's it, as far as I'm concerned. So,
yeah, to each their own as far as that's concerned. But, yeah, no, that's good. I will say pending lawsuit. We don't know if there's an actual lawsuit against Pedro for chucking a cell phone from a Peru fan that decided alleged to go ahead and try and pitch invade to see Messi. But
I'm never going to stop talking about that. It's just such a funny story to me.
As we've seen, though, we're pretty good with the GoFundMes in Orlando. So if there is any legal fees, we'll make sure we take care of our boy. We always take care of our own here.
Absolutely.
So that's definitely good. But as we've alluded to this entire time, is guys, it's playoff time. So
playoffs.
Playoffs. Yeah, we got Nashville in round one, best of three, which Cleon likes, Ryder likes. I'm iffy on it. Like, it's all right, but the reason why I'm not huge on it is just because of the fact that the first round is going to take 3 weeks. Then there's an international break, and then we get back into it just being single elimination after that. I just think it's super long and a little bit disjointed, and that's just what I'm not a fan of. But game one, Monday, October 30th, 7:30 p.m. at Exploria. Those who are traveling for game two at Geodis Park, that is Tuesday, November 7th at 9 o'clock. And if necessary, Sunday, November 12th, 5 p.m. at Exploria for the third game in the series. Reminder, these games go straight to PKs if they are tied after 90 minutes. There will be a winner in every game. There are no ties. And it's whoever wins two out of the three games. So we could just go ahead and win both of them and be through. Could use the entire game, the entire series. So far, our series with Nashville this season, we lost to them 2-0 at home early in the season. And late in the season, we beat them 1-0 at Geodis Park. So swapped away wins with them. I will say, I don't think this is controversial to say. It might give me a little bit of flack with the Orlando supporters. I will say that probably the best player between both of these teams is Hani Mukhtar, as much as that's painful to say because I don't like the guy. But he's probably the best player between the two teams. But I will say that man is ice cold right now. I think in the last six games, Nashville has scored four total goals, and three of those goals came in one game. So outside of that one game, five games, they've only scored once, a bunch of nil-nil draws. They are not playing good attacking soccer at the moment. So going into this first game, coming up here again on the 30th, Cleon, we're going to be full strength. We got no suspensions. It looks like we got no injuries. What are your expectations? Game one at Exploria Stadium.
Dub, man. Dub, you got to go in there. You got to show them what's up right out the gate. You got to take it straight to them, man. You have to get that first game. Knock any bit of confidence they got right out of their heads, right out the shoot, man. Exploria, you need to be rocking, and And I just don't even Hani, man, like, I mean, half of that dude's goals is, let's be real, half of that dude's goals is PKs.
I mean, he's no Daniel Gazdag.
So,
right.
So like, I mean, just watch the flopping. Rodrigo, if Rodrigo's in there, then I'm a little worried because, you know, he's, you know, he could do some dumb stuff sometimes. But I just feel like I don't want to like badmouth it. I don't want to do nothing like that. But I feel like in a 3-game series, they just not on our level. I don't feel like that club at this time, this year is on our level. They're not. I think it's a gap between them and, honestly, I feel like there's a gap between them and the top six.
There is.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a legit gap between them and the top six as a whole, not just us. So that they struggle to score. Yes, they defend well. So do we. Don't really want PKs and nothing like that because I know we're undefeated in them, but it's at the end of the day, it's still a crapshoot to me. You just don't want to rely on that. That's what they're gonna try to do. You know they're gonna try to take it there. They're gonna try to, you know, park that bus, and you know what they're gonna do, man. But we got hit on that counter. We've been killing people on counters all year long. We defend too. We play like them, except for, you know, we get out a little more. We're a little more aggressive on counters and things like that. So you worry a little bit with as far as up top, because I feel like that's one of the teams. Like a Duncan does, well, not necessarily team, but like center back pairing types that Duncan has struggled a little bit with. I believe it was him, them, and there was somebody had like a huge center back. You remember us talking about it, bro? Like
Seattle.
Was it Seattle?
It was Seattle, Jackson, yes. Reagan, because I remember, yes, you were, yes, like, yes. How big is that guy?
Yeah. So I mean, hopefully it doesn't come down to that, and we're gonna need Faku. We're gonna need Faku out there, and he's gotta put that team on his back a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like we can't, especially in this series, we can't try to put it all on hoping Duncan pulls something out of his butt as far as goals. We're gonna need him from other places. Angulo. You know, you get good Angulo. Sometimes you get bad Angulo. We need that good Angulo right now. You know what I mean? So, but like I said, I feel like they shouldn't be able to play with us, man. I really don't. And I hate saying that because I hate being that confident sometimes when it comes to this stuff. But it feels like it. Honestly, it feels like Sacramento to me.
Yeah. I agree with you, and this is definitely like that. That's pretty much the take that I wanted out of you, because I echo it in the fact that our defense is strong. I really don't have too many worries about us defensively, especially a team like Nashville that is just like they're the lowest. I'm pretty sure they're the lowest scoring team that qualified for the playoffs.
They are,
like, and of their goals, I think they had like, I got to double check how many they scored this year. They've scored 39 goals. So they're not the lowest. Looks like New York Red Bulls are the lowest.
Red Bulls barely got in.
Yeah. They scored 39 goals. By the way, Red Bulls got in because they beat Nashville on Decision Day. So a reminder of that. They got 39 goals. Bro. 15 of them are from Hani. Like, he's so much of their offense. And also it looks like Randall Leal went down injured in their final game of the season. So that might be another attacking threat or playmaker that they might be down. Sam Surge hasn't been what they've expected out of him. He'll be a struggle for our center backs, but I think that they can handle him because he's a big guy. He's a big target. But it's one of those things that we need open cup Faku, you know, that's the run that we need Facundo Torres from the Open Cup to have be reborn and go on that run again. And now he's got a better target striker in front of him in Duncan Maguire, who, you know, if you look at the underlying numbers, man just finishes everything that's in front of him, you know? So I like what we got set up, and I feel like we're going in the right direction. And I agree. I think those things happen. We're sitting pretty. Ryder, expectations, round one, game one. What are you thinking?
Match day one, I'm feeling pretty spicy. I'm feeling good. I don't think we're going to hold them to a – we're going to prevent goals, but I think we're going to score goals. I think this is going to be one of those matches where, like Leon said, we're going to hold back. We're going to take them on. Our defense is going to counter their defense, but our guys and our speed are going to overwhelm them. I think this is one of those matches where you can look at it and say, oh, it's on a Monday night. There may not be full support there. I disagree with that. I still think we're going to get a sold out stadium for this match. I'm jealous of everyone that gets to go to this match. I, for one, will not get to go. I will not get to even watch it, but that's another story. I think we got this. I think at home with 8 days rest, with Facundo coming off of rest, not having played in the finale against Toronto, we can beat this team. We can overwhelm them. That the early loss at home to Nashville earlier in the season, that was a whole different team. We hadn't gelled. We hadn't come together. We hadn't figured out what Duncan is, what Facundo hadn't gotten hot yet. We didn't have Enrique coming off the bench to be an enforcer and a scorer late. Janssen wasn't even fully back yet. And we got Antonio Carlos too. It is very possible that this is the match that we get the two of them reunited in the starting 11. Because that, when was the last time that happened, Mike? It's been a minute.
Give me a second. I will find out for you.
While he looks that up, because he's Mr. Stats, that pairing along with Santos and probably Dagger, man, we can enforce. And the fact that we get to do that and then go back, run it back 8 days later after that, it goes from a Monday to a Tuesday. We're not worrying about these guys' legs. These guys are going to get treated real well in between matches. They know what has to happen. They're going to take care of them. These will be purely tactile substitutions. If there's anything Oscar has done lately, what he showed us, even against Toronto, he made a tactile substitution, put Duncan in, coming off of a hot streak, and he just continued that hot streak. Facundo, hot Duncan. We're going to have fun.
And I do have the last time that Janssen and Antonio Carlos started together was our elimination from the League's Cup, August 2nd. They have not started the game together since then.
Yeah. Exactly. This is what I'm saying. This is going to be a fun one.
And the run that you've been on almost makes you think that there's a possibility that Rodrigo Schlegel will stay starting too. You know,
I mean, if
there's an argument for it,
yeah. There's an argument for it, but like it makes me feel more comfortable if you're putting Rodrigo Schlegel up there as the starter. And honestly, I harped on him earlier in the season. He's been looking great. He has made very few mistakes. He hasn't been forced into any bad plays.
I mean, I'm going to interrupt you right there. We literally, on our preseason prediction pod, we had a category over under how many penalties Rodrigo concedes.
Was that a dedicated category? I didn't see that.
It was.
It was, and yeah, the over under was set at 2, and he hit the under. So he only conceded 1 this year.
Yeah, mind you, you're both absolutely correct as far as Rodrigo, on this, especially on this last run. He has played well.
Absolutely.
He just scares me.
He does.
You know what I mean? He just scares me when it's because
he's a wild card.
Because when these stakes jump up like this and the intensity heightens, he's always intense. So when this intensity heightens, you just hope the out of control Rodrigo doesn't pop back. You know what I mean? The Rodrigo that we've been seeing, you know, he hasn't been jumping out of, he hasn't been jumping out of getting overzealous and jumping out of position, challenging a little too hard, a little too reckless in the box, things like that. We haven't been seeing that as much out of Rodrigo. The thing that scares me is if I was here, okay, he's going to be under control. He's going to be this. He's going to be just like he's been. Then fine, whatever. He just scares me that it's just when you have somebody that has history, basically, you worry about when they have that relapse. You know what I mean? And you don't want that relapse coming at the absolute worst time.
Do you think that's coaching, though? I think that...
No, that's Rodrigo.
But you could argue that he's had some...
Oh, you mean his improvement?
Yeah, his improvement, I would argue, is coaching and also captaincy, which, by the way, I meant to say this earlier. Shout out to Martin Ojeda, who got to wear the armband for the Toronto match. That was a big moment for him.
Yeah, but... let me pop on that, what you said, because I misunderstood what you were saying. Yeah, it's very possible that that's coaching when it comes to Rodrigo. But we know his natural instinct. You know what I mean? And sometimes when situations in the heat of the moment and situations and tensions get heightened, people revert back to natural instinct. There's a possibility. I definitely don't want this to happen, but there's a possibility under the pressure, Poppy could even revert back to his natural instinct as far as, you know, his previous coaching style that people have problems with.
I don't think
it will, because of the tactical changes he made. Even just as far as personnel switches, I think those switches alone are enough to make him going back to, I think he would legit have to change up his entire lineup again for him to go back to coaching the way he was. You spoke on it earlier when you brought up Dagger, and that's a part that keeps slipping my mind, because we talk about the switches he made, and that was that double pivot, which everyone's been talking about, Duncan going up top, and the two that do get overlooked a little is we everybody was on it at first when we finally started giving Santos his time at that on that left. But then that took us to when those three changes were made, that took us to up a level. But then when Dagger came in, when he figured that thing out with Kyle Smith, when Kyle Smith started playing, and then he had him playing that I think it's Eddie, he calls it that Smithchenko role.
Smithchenko, yeah.
Yes. But then I think that triggered something as well when that was working.
That was the final form.
But then it was like, okay, well, if I'm going to have this guy playing, if I'm going to have my right back playing this type of role, maybe I have to get somebody that's better suited to do it, and that's Dagger. So once Dagger got moved in, that's when we really just flew off the handle, and we became a completely unrecognizable team as far as our play style from the beginning of the season to the middle and then to the end. Since League's Cup on, this has been a completely different team in every way, shape, or form.
And let's hope that that's only the end of the second act and the start of the third act starts on Monday.
Hey, look, if we're getting 2.3 points a game on that second act, they could lead that. They could run that second act all the way to MLS Cup.
I don't remember who posted the stat. It might have been something that came from Derek, I think. So I'm going to see if I could find it real quick. But he posted a stat that was basically like where we ranked in points since like a certain month of the season. And it was one of those things that was just like, it was absurd. Like, I think since April, we were like second in the league, or since May, we were first in the league. Since June, we were second in the league. And then July, August, September, October, we were first in the league in points every month since then.
Like, what is summertime sadness?
I don't know her.
I don't know her.
Lose her number. Lose it.
It's been lost for a while. But yeah, I mean, like I said, it's this team's unrecognizable, you know? Like,
it really is.
It's just incredible where we're at. And I think that's a pretty good segue to we've talked a lot about what we want to see, what things should look like. Guys, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves and look at what our next matchups might be. Again, after these first three rounds, or first three games, potentially, two games, potentially three games, we have an international break after that. And that means 25th and 26th of November is when the next round's going to kick off. We're going to play the winner of either of the series between Atlanta and Columbus, the two highest scoring teams in the league. So I don't want to look too far ahead and think about what our probabilities look like there. Let's continue to just stay in the now, not counter chickens before they hatch or anything like that. Guys, I want your predictions for the first game against Nashville. Give me a score. Give me the goal scores.
Let's for go game Alex one?
First. Yeah, game go one. Ahead. Go ahead, Alex first.
Game one, I think it's going to be 3-1. Orlando triumphs. We do it in 90 minutes. No penalties. Obviously, 3-1. But I think we're going to get a trio of goal scorers. We got Duncan on one, Facundo on another, and the third one's a little tough for me because those are the two go-tos. I'm going to go Ojeda off the bench to kind of put it away.
I like it. I like it. Cleon, what about you?
I'm going 2-0. 2-0 in game one. I'm going Duncan and I'm going Angulo.
Okay.
Nice.
I like it.
Yeah. I think Angulo speed's going to do him some damage, man.
Yeah. I like that. Now this is a team that doesn't like to give up goals, but they're not scoring a lot right now either. So I'm going to echo Cleon on this. I'm not going to be not going to be exciting. I'm going to go 2-0 as well. I'm going to go Faku with a goal. And give me Dagger Dan with a goal. Maybe we'll give him a free kick late in the game, or he'll get a nice location that could show off that free kick expertise.
Why do we never let him take free kicks, by the way?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Mauricio.
Isn't that like his thing? Man.
I know Mauricio's off in like the 65th, 70th minute, maybe.
If Mauricio's off, Facundo's off, Ojeda's not on, maybe Dagger Dan gets an opportunity. That's my thought.
Let's I honestly think that Dagger with Facundo, like, to receive and do something fun inside the box, that'd be fun too. Like,
yeah.
let Dagger be Dagger.
Hey, that's what we've been doing, and it's been working out pretty well for us, so I'm excited. All of us, obviously, we're overwhelmingly positive, and we have every right to be, you know? Like,
there are certain pundits that are saying we're going to win it all, and that's
been out there. MLSsoccer.com, Matt Doyle put out his playoff tiers. He has his, like, contender – he had his like, top contenders, and then we were in the second tier of, like – these are the people who absolutely can challenge for the cup. And basically he said what we've been saying on Twitter is, why not us? Like, the only thing that we have that can get in our way is ourselves. So, you know, at this point, with such a rough start that we had to this season, for me, my final message is, like, we just got to cherish this. Cause, like, we don't know, like, this was such a good season. We don't know if next season's going to be this good. Like, we got to live in the now. We got to go out there and get this dub, move on, get this next dub, move on, all the way to the cup. Because we got to host the cup, like Cleon said. It's huge. It's massive for the city if we lift another trophy in our own stadium, especially if it's the big trophy, if it's the trophy that puts the star above the badge.
The one that puts a tattoo on my body.
The one that gets us that parade downtown. Which is what Orlando's been waiting for since 1989. That's when the magic came, by the way.
I just hope that it's actually downtown and it's not like, let's take the parade to Disney. No.
No, it'll be downtown. It'll be downtown.
Take it downtown.
No questions asked. No questions asked.
I mean, they'd honestly probably do both. Like, they probably do something at Disney, but they'll probably do something downtown too. Like, they have everything set up for Lake Eola to run that.
Yeah, well, like, they always do stuff at Disney, but that's like every champion does something at Disney. At, I don't know
Disney's
about since
a
COVID,
sponsor.
But
they would do something.
Yeah, but Disney's a sponsor. That would
but that's after. But that's after the fact, though. That's like that little parade thing they do.
Again, let's not get too far ahead enough.
Cart before the horse.
We got to get there. We got to get there.
Can I ask a question before we put a little cart before the horse? Do you think we do this in two matches, or do we do this in three as far as round one?
I think two
goes.
I am also, I think we can do it in two as well.
I think we do it in two.
I am praying to the sweet Lord that it's in two. I want it to be in two. I want 2 weeks off. I want them to rest. I want them to train. What I really want is I want us to win in two, and whatever happens, I don't care if it's Columbus or Atlanta. Part of me wants it to be Atlanta just because I'm that spicy, but and I will be at that match 2 days after Thanksgiving. I want them to be prepared as far in advance as possible. I want them to be training for 2 weeks for Atlanta or Columbus. Doesn't matter. I want them to know who they're going to face and go out there and train for it.
I don't know why, but I do not want a big gap in between our games. Like, I don't,
I
mean, I don't
we
want,
were talking about
mind
that
you, mind the, you, I don't want like a guard. Three. I don't want us going three games, but I also don't want like a long gap in between
us. No one
us
wants and, that.
I mean,
no
with the international break, you unfortunately don't got a choice. It's just,
well, yeah, true. So like, I guess it ain't going to matter.
Might as well, just in case you pick up any knocks or any injuries, I'd rather just have the extra week, you know? Yeah. So it that part of it's going to suck regardless. For me, I think I'd actually rather have Columbus, because Columbus has a history this season of choking away games at the end. And we also haven't played Atlanta since they've added a bunch of their names in the summer transfer window. We played them both of their games before those new people came in. Like, Giacomakis was a little bit banged up when we played against them. They also added Zonde Silva and Labajanice, I think is how you say his name. Those guys have been important for them in attack. So that's a little bit more of something that we'd have to be prepared for, and it's something that we haven't seen. So I'd rather go against Columbus, which is something that we're more prepared for. We know how to handle. But regardless, both of those games will be raucous. So, but we got to take care of business first. So, again, this is your call. There's tickets as cheap as $20 right now for the game on Monday, October 30th, Explore Stadium. Need everybody there. Need everybody loud. I know the supporters groups are probably going to have something awesome planned. You definitely want to be there for that. And, you know, this is uncharted territory of us being a playoff favorite. Let's embrace it. Make the most of it. And like I said, be loud, be present, enjoy the moments, and let's get these dubs.
And use that energy. Use that energy in the stands, and don't be the ones that are doubtful. Be the ones that are hopeful. Be exactly. A goldfish on some of those suspectful tackles and all that. Cheer against that player. Don't boo. Cheer against them. Be able to know when we need to root for our guys and not root against the other team. Our guys need our energy more than we need to root against the other team. And that's the big advantage. And that's what we got last year in the Open Cup. In the Open Cup, we had every single match at home. And we have the distinct pleasure and hope that that might be the same way this year. One can only hope. That's, again, cart before the horse. But we can only hope.
This is true. And I think that's a good spot for us to wrap things. So let's get to shout outs, my guys. Cleon, you got a shout out for us?
No.
No. You're not mad about the Giants? You're not mad about
No. I'm protest. I'm doing a silent protest.
Silent protest. That means he's got
Excel. I'm doing a silent protest until changes are made in the way people score fantasy football. And until these take changes
are made.
Take it
up with the commissioner. He's not here.
And, no, until no, these... take it up with the commissioner. He's the commissioner. And he's not the commission anymore. It's Cleon.
Oh.
Did you really not know that?
I actually didn't know that.
How well, did Eddie, Eddie was the commissioner to start the league, and then year two, he passed it over to Cleon.
How did he not know that?
Well, he wasn't there in the beginning of the league, remember?
Yeah, I'm.
Yeah, but it's been said so many times. It's been literally, this is all y'all do is talk about it.
Well, then make the changes. Make the changes.
I can't do it mid-season. I didn't realize it was this bad of a problem until now.
I'm just happy with my auto-drafted team with multiple trades that I'm now out of the relegation zone. That's all I'm.
Oh, yeah. About. You know what? That's what we need to shout out. Next year, man, we've been talking about it forever. We finally relegated somebody this year, Adrian. Adrian, he got relegated. So congrats, Adrian, on being the first person. Technically, Alex Brown was the first one relegated, but it wasn't really because of performance. He just kind of it was one of those what do you call those over there in England when it's like almost like financial relegation.
It was for a different kind of performance.
Yeah. He was put into administration.
Yes, he was put into administration. And then Alex Ryder took his spot and never gave it back. And then Alex has been begging for his spot back for like 2 years at this point. So we decided we're going to relegate Adrian, who's been consistently the worst fantasy league player of all time for 2 years straight running. So he's like, you know what, bro?
Also up for automatic promotion. And
yes, because there's no one to challenge him, which is bringing us to the point.
And this is a subtle ad for League 2 of the Manscaped League. If you want to join us, send a message to Orlando Lions Den on Twitter and let us know that you want to join in next year, because we will do that. And I think if we get enough players, we can maybe agree to two up, two down. I'm not saying that's law. I'm not saying that's law. I'm just saying.
This is America. Two up, two down.
Promotion and relegation?
That would be crazy.
In this economy?
Yeah, we're gonna have to take that one up on a vote on how many people get relegated.
We'll see.
I was happy with the one. I think our league should be hard to get into. I think only the champs should come up. That's
to
the way
be
I
fair,
feel.
I will go ahead and say shout out to the fact that it's a 14-man league at this point, which is a 14-man league is rough. Like, you don't realize how slim pickings the free agent market is.
Every single one of my bench players pops
off. Every Wednesday night and waiver night, bro, it's a battle, bro. Everybody trying to get one scrub off waivers.
No, Cleon's out here every Wednesday night. I take a look at the waiver report and I see he tried to replace his entire damn bench. He's got 13 claims in for 7 spots. Because he's getting all of them. But.
No, I literally, I'll have like I got like 8 in right now, right? I only have one roster spot open, but I'm always in the back. I'm always making moves, so I'm always in the back, so I never know who's going to be there. So I literally just put them all in order. I'm going to get one. So that's my theory.
Again, Orlando Lions Den on Twitter.
We need 13 more. 13 more for League 2. 13 more. For League 2.
Starting next year. Whoever gets relegated from the league this year will join
you. Hey, let's keep it real, Alex. We know who's going to relegate it this year. Lee's already down there. This Lee might as well go on and pack his bags. You know he's already relegated at this point. He's 0-7, bro.
I wasn't gonna.
He had some some competition with JJ until you know the scheduling gods wanted to get me once again, wanted to come for the king once again. So now JJ's
I thought
got
I
wins.
Was in that race until last week, and now I'm feeling good in my safety.
Hey, Lee ain't getting two wins the rest of the way, bro. I think all of y'all safe.
Okay, so that is that pretty much it on?
Yeah, that's it.
Shout out.
Oh, no, I didn't do my shout out.
That's out for mine.
No, that's for Cleon's shout outs from the Fantasy American Football League. My shout out is, and I was hoping he would be on the pod this week for me to give him his apology, but he is not. He is rightfully so attending to his family. And My shout out is to Eddie. I'm sorry, bud. I jinxed you last week.
R.I.P.
Since I made that shout out last week, the 49ers have lost two games. Your team has been eliminated from the ALCS. And I was called out in the group chat today by Mike saying that if this impacts Orlando City, that I might need to hire some private security.
Yeah, and, you're off the pod.
Oh, I'm for sure off the pod. So
at minimum, he's suspended for quite a while.
Yeah. No, nah, you're relegated.
we're gonna do
Orlando Lions Den B.
B.
You have to cover the B team or the Pride.
No comment.
But
oh, shout out Allie Krieger, by the way. Moving on. I'm sorry. You put it, bro. I'm sorry. You put it right there. You put it right. It was like right in front of me. What am I supposed to do? Y'all ever watch Run Tree Hill? I'm just asking.
Like I'm white, but I'm not that white.
You never watch One Tree Hill?
No.
Oh, you should check it out. It's quite related to what I'm saying, by the way.
Okay.
Shout out One Tree Hill.
Shout out One Tree Hill. Shout out Allie Krieger.
Oh yeah.
So
I don't think she's going to be watching One Tree Hill anymore. If she did. Moving on.
I just feel bad for Eddie, and I would like to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry I jinxed you. I will not, and the good news for Orlando City fans is I will not be able to watch game one of the round one match day because happy birthday to Kayla. It is her birthday that day, and I'm a smart man, and I'm taking my wife out to dinner and enjoying a lovely evening with her instead of watching soccer, which is the right thing to do. So match day two is when you can guys can start calling me out on that. And also, Eddie, I will not watch an Arsenal match the rest of the season. There, I said. Sorry.
There we go.
Man, I was. See, I had to catch myself again because I was about to jump in there again, Alex. And I was like, I'm just me. I ain't no way I'm missing a playoff game. I don't care whose birthday it is. But that's why you still married and I'm not, bro. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to do what you got to do.
To be fair, your wife stole your doormat, so.
She didn't, actually. I falsely accused her, apparently. She had it in the shed.
She misplaced it. That's enough.
I think she put it there on purpose.
Oh, man.
This is what I'm saying. Hit it from you. That's even worse. It's okay because you have an upgrade anyway.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you for that.
You did get the upgrade. And then my shout out. Last one. Obviously, you guys know MLS has their bracket challenge going on. I want to go ahead and shout out to number one MLS pundit, Kalen Kyle. For continuing to hate on us.
Number one hater.
Number one hater. Because she wants to make sure she's still invited to Christmas morning. She's still invited to Thanksgiving. We fired Adrian Heath, so therefore she can't like us at all. I mean, she didn't pick Minnesota to go far, but they ain't in there. But obviously she picked us to get eliminated first round. So for those that are wondering, those that are betting types and those that are in a state where it's legal to bet, apparently we're plus 1,000 right now to win MLS Cup. So she's got us getting eliminated first round. I think that's pretty good omen. We're going to win the whole dang thing. So go ahead and get your bets in. Plus 1,000. That's good money. That's good value for second best team in the league. So shout out to Kalen Kyle for continuing to hate on Orlando. It seems like you've been doing a really good job of that this season. The only person at MLS who debatably hates Orlando more than you is maybe David Goss. So on extra time, I also don't understand what his issue is with Orlando, but he is definitely just not a believer. Yeah, those are my shout outs to the folks over at Apple TV, MLS, and extra time. We appreciate the doubt being continued out there. We're going to be just fine. Because there's a lot of people out there that were also saying, like, we should be scared about having Nashville round one. Like,
I want whatever they're smoking.
Nashville should be scared of having us round one.
I was going to say, everyone's like, well, you know, they should be scared of the way that Nashville plays under Gary Smith. I'm like, you realize that Oscar Pareja invented that, right? Like, we've moved past it, but Oscar Pareja can still play. He can outplay Gary Smith ball because Oscar Pareja invented that style of play. Like, so yeah, I mean, like I said, it's going to be a tough 3-game series. Hopefully it's only a 2-game series. We all know that, but like, I can't get down with that. Like, we should be scared of this matchup. So, anyways, that's my shout outs is complaining about the people over at MLS who are still talking about, that boy who wears number 10 down south as well.
Haters.
Haters going to hate. And people,
you think they gave him a free subscription? Cause I mean, how else is he going to watch the best team in Florida play?
I mean, they might have given him a free subscription with the documentary of his that they keep pushing.
Yeah, he should have.
If I see one more ad for that stinking, they've put it during like the pregame for our season finale. Like, okay, we get it. Messi's in the league. Guess what? He's not playing right now. The thing,
Eliminado.
He's going to be playing games in China while we're playing for MLS Cup. So,
good luck with it.
All right, guys. Well, I think that does it. I don't know. You guys got anything else to add? We good?
Nope.
Vamos, right, Orlando. Well, let's go beat Nashville. Let's get that. Let's get those playoff points. It's not 3 points. It's playoff. Yeah. Whatever.
Reminders again. Need you at Exploria Monday, October 30th. Be there. Game one against Nashville. Vamos, Orlando. We'll catch you on the Den After Dark, and we'll talk to you on the next episode in the Lion's Den.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Orlando Lion's Den podcast. Don't forget to follow us at Orlando Lion's Den on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. See you next week in the Den.